Breeze 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, your community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. How extraordinary it is to dedicate your time, efforts, and resources to children in need. It's especially wonderful when your commitment to children is long distance. My guest this morning has established a residential mission in Liberia and is providing a safe environment for education, living skills, appropriate social interaction, and communal responsibility. This morning, we are reaching across the Great Pond to talk about Africa and how you can help some children in Liberia here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Community Voices with Ron Holland.
In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting.
Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart.
Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Joining me this morning is Amelia Blackett, CEO of CCBM Incorporated, an organization for orphaned children in Liberia. It is a 501c3 organization working to provide children of Liberia a safe and stable environment and an opportunity to experience bright futures in the face of war, hunger, and disease. Amelia, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you for letting me come in this morning for this interview.
Absolutely. One of the interesting things, we haven't seen each other in probably a year now. Yeah. And I know that you are hard at work with your organization. And one of the interesting things I like about you is that you're dedicated and you're committed, particularly to the children. Tell us a little bit about CCBM Incorporated.
CCBM is named after my children. CC means Charles, Christopher, B means blessed, M is for messy, my dead mother and my daughter's name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
CCBM was established 2005 and was opened 2007. CCBM has 12 girls, two mothers, one come in the morning and one come third shift. She sleeps over.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew, Mr. Thomas Nangbe, and his wife, Ivy Blackett Nangbe, they run the mission in Liberia. And so far, they've been doing good work.
Well, that's a wonderful thing because you are far away from Liberia. So it obviously, there's a trust that you have to establish in order to run a facility as important as yours. Talk a little bit about the people that are involved, that are intimately involved, and how you come to trust them to be able to do the work that they're doing.
Well, Thomas Nangwe is my niece Ivy Blackett Nangwe's husband.
Mm-hmm.
I met him 2005 when I went to Liberia to do my survey. And since then, he and his wife has been working along with me, and they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect, but I'm satisfied.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you can find people to run your mission 8 years and don't have a problem, but
yeah.
I don't have any with them.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't have Oprah Winfrey's money to be able to establish really huge facilities and also have the kind of staff that she has.
Sure.
In terms of being able to do the work that you're doing. But in order to do the work, there is some commitment involved, particularly from the folks that are over there running the place.
True, it is. They have to, a lot of work they have to do with the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, preparing them for school, interacting with them in one-on-one. So many things they have to do, and we don't have the facility or the equipment in Liberia to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they do the best they know how with correspondence from me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I just can say I give God the glory. They're doing great.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there's also, and we've discussed this on a few occasions outside of the interviews, but there's a stereotype of Africa, which is really prevalent. Of course, that of starving children, folks living in really poor conditions, hunger, war, so on and so forth. But there's another view of Africa, and that is, of course, there is a metropolitan Washington, in various countries in Africa, particularly Liberia, there is some real progression that is taking place. Talk a little bit about what is happening on the African continent as best you could.
Well, I can talk about Liberia, little bit of Liberia. I haven't been home for a while. Well, the president of Liberia, Mrs. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and she's doing a great job. Well, I'm satisfied with what she's doing. She also helped with the mission in Liberia. Any government, not everybody would be satisfied.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now she is struggling with freedom of the press. Yeah. Those issues are really, really prevalent. She's also dealing with oil reform, which will allow folks to have better control of the natural resources. And so some folks are suggesting that she is doing a great job. Of course, she's going to have her detractors. But in the context of what you're doing, has she made a way for organizations like yourself to be able to start helping younger folks?
Well, I can't comment too much on that, but the one I can comment on, I know that my mission is recognized by her. Right now, she supports the mission as much as she can through people that know me, to her for the mission. And I think she is. And I can't say much on it until I go back home, because I will know more. When the next interview, when I come back, I tell you more. But I can only say that I'm satisfied with what she's doing.
Well, how does it feel to have a relationship with a president of a country?
Well, I won't say I have that relationship with her. It's what's going on the ground.
Right. But for her to recognize the work that your organization is doing, that has to have some relevance to you.
I would say good. It feels good that somebody can recognize what I'm doing in Liberia. And it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Now, how often are you able to contact the folks in Liberia to make sure that they're doing the work that they're doing?
Every day.
Is it every day? Which, of course, is a good thing, constant contact. And that way you know that folks are doing their job, right?
Yeah, I call every day in the evening. Because I have to check, or I go on the computer and correspond with them.
Yeah.
You have to keep in touch with the people. If you don't, then you must have to give up your project.
Now, what kind of feedback are you getting in terms of the kinds of progress that the children are making?
Well, the children are doing very good in school, on the roles. They participate in the church in Liberia, and the church in Liberia name is Triumph Church of Christ. This church is where the man who runs my mission, he's the pastor there also. They sing, they do activities like the soul. They're on the computer, even though the computer right now is not working, but it's basically showing them how to use the keyboards. Then later on in the future, when I start getting more support, I can turn it on for them to learn basic step in computers. But the kids are doing good. They're very smart in school.
Well, you know, I think folks here in the United States might be surprised. You're referencing the internet and computers. And what they should know is 60% of the population in Liberia is under 25, and they are facing a bevy of challenges. Talk a little bit about those challenges in context to just learning how to work the computer.
Well, I will explain as much as I know. The computer home in Liberia, computer literacy, the kids home, like, let me talk a step of my mission, what I know of, because I get more correspondence from my people concerning what I'm doing. Well, they said the children are doing great with the keyboards. They're working on it, learning how to type on it. They're learning basic computer skill, even though it's not on. By the time the computer is connected, they will know how to use it. They will know how to go on it and go on different websites, you know, to do their homework or to just go on it to learn different steps about the computer. The children in Liberia are very smart children. The only difference, they don't have the opportunity to have like the kids in America have. Yeah. If those kids in Liberia had the opportunity like here, they'd be more advanced. They are very, very intellectual.
Which brings up the question, Liberia is rich with mineral resources, water, forest, and as I understand it, the climate in Liberia is favorable to agriculture. Why haven't the people taken advantage of the resources available to them so that your children and children around Liberia will become become more advanced in terms of academics and education?
I believe they are doing it. Like I said, that talking about the agriculture in Liberia, everything that going on right now, mm-hmm. I can't say much about it. Well, I can say much. Say this to you. I have some land in Bensonville. I have a farmer on it, running a farm, planting, visiting, like pepper.
Well, can you carve out a little corner for myself? Anytime someone mentions that they have some land, it's like, okay, you know, we're friends.
You're welcome. Follow me to Liberia. Yeah. We can make it happen. But, you know, when I went home, I did that. I bought some land because this is where I want the mission to move.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the mission is presently is my family estate. What I did development on the land in Liberia, my family estate, to keep these children there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I had to do something to help these children. So the first thing I thought about, using the family property because we are not there.
Yeah.
And for it just to sit there and go to no use. So after I went back, I bought the land in Liberia. I decided to get the farmer to just be there, to squat on it, mm-hmm. so nobody can take the land from me because I'm not there.
Yeah, yeah.
So what he does on the farm, I only allow him to take food to the children in Locking Town. So right now, I can't say too much about it. I'm praying that I will go home next year, that I can do some development to help the children in Liberia, which are on my mission.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is how far I'm going.
Now, in terms of the size of the land, what's the size of the land there?
Well, it's 8 lots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's big.
It's huge.
It's not that. 8 lots, you know, they're 2 acres.
Do you realize how big 2 acres is? And what I can do with 2 acres of land? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't understand, but we still get all the glory.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, I'm always curious when folks get involved in particular types of organizations and efforts and endeavors, I always wonder why they're so motivated. What motivates you to be involved in such an intimate way?
All my life, this is my dream, mm-hmm. to help children and old people. I came in to the United States very young. Then I started working in group homes, doing foster care. And what I do here, I love what I do. I do it with pride and joy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm happy with what I do. I go to work every morning with a smile on my face, knowing I'm going there to help somebody and make a difference in somebody's child's life.
Mm-hmm.
After I did it so long, I said, if I can do it in the United States of America, I can extend it home too.
Right, right.
So I went home, I extended it home. And if I love doing it here, you know I would love doing it in Africa, because we need it more. There are a lot of suffering children over there. There are a lot of children, parents can't afford them. So what I took home, I'm happy doing it. The only thing I can say, I pray God every day that he will send me a sponsor to help me, or send me good people around me to help me help those children in Liberia.
In the interest of full disclosure, I want the audience to know and understand that you and I worked together a couple of years ago for a social service program. And I can attest to the fact that you are not only warm-hearted and kind, but you are committed to your work. And I just find you extremely spiritual in that area. Some folks talk a good game.
Yeah.
But in seeing you work, particularly with the kids that we used to work with, there is some dedication and commitment, because we had some stressful moments.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
Now, what is the process? I mean, because it can be difficult opening up and starting an organization here in the United States, but doing so in conjunction with what you're doing in Liberia, how difficult a process it is to open up an organization?
Well, the process here to open a nonprofit, you have to go through the channels.
Mm-hmm.
You have to register the business, which I have. I'm a 501c3, mm-hmm. nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
I've been over 9 years in with my, how I would call yourself, the paperwork I have, which is 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Liberia, I registered in Liberia also. Then you work towards your dream. So imagine, you got it, it's step by step. It's a long process. I haven't reached my goal yet. I'm still working towards that.
Yeah. Now, Liberia right now is facing really big challenges in terms of its business community. Some have left. Foreign assistance has waned off just a little bit. In the context of what you're doing, how could the business community in Liberia, as well as the United States, how could they help you achieve your goals?
Well, they can help me achieve my goal by giving in donations. I would say donation for none, that's it. Because sending clothes or sending food home costs more because I have to ship it.
Yeah.
I have to, if they're willing to help me ship the thing, it's all good. Because, you know, it's possible. All things are possible through Christ. And also, I have a website they can go on.
Sure, go ahead, give me a website.
The website is www.ccbmorphanage.com. Or you can go on www.ccbm.moonfruit.com. I'm also on Facebook. You can also go on Facebook and read about CCBM. My email address is ccbmorganizationinc@yahoo.com. My telephone number I can be reached on is 704-493-3805. And I don't want to forget, I want to recognize a lady who helping me with my mission in Liberia. Her name is Stephanie Jones. And she had on Facebook, you can also reach her on Facebook. She went to Liberia, she saw the mission, and she liked what she saw. She tried her best to help me out. So her, if you went on Facebook to Stephanie Jones, you would be able to see the video she brought from Liberia and everything.
Well, let me ask you this. If I heard you correctly, you're currently serving in your particular orphanage 12 children?
I have 12 girls in the mission. I have 12 girls, two mothers, and the managers who run the mission.
Right.
And also, I would like to, if you don't mind, give them the physical address if they want to send a letter or whatever.
Sure, we'll get to that. Let me ask you this, because one of the interesting things, as I was preparing for this show, I wanted to find out what are the exports of Liberia. And I know this is a heavier question than dealing with your organization, but I think in the context of what governments could be doing in terms of helping its children, we're looking at, in terms of exports from Liberia, rubber, timber, iron, cocoa, coffee, and diamonds, yielding about $600 million last year. How much of these kinds of resources should be allocated in order for the children of Liberia to be better educated, to she looking at me like that's the
I mean, to tell you the truth, you are right. You are right where you are saying there should be a lot put back for the children in Liberia.
Yeah,
but that's a question I can't answer. I don't want to get too deep into.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I understand. I understand. Now, part of the mission of CCBM is providing spiritual guidance. Talk a little bit about the kind of spiritual guidance that you're providing to the children.
The spiritual guidance we're providing to these children, every day they get a, we make them to know, show them how to pray, what to pray for, and be thankful for what they got.
Yeah.
The children participate in the church. I read to you, which Mr. Pastor Nangwe is the pastor of. They go to church, they sing in the church, they participate in programs, and to stay, they run the church along with the pastor, because the pastor is there over all. A manager in Liberia, they are very, very, very into the spiritual aspect.
Now, 85% of Liberians are practicing Christians. 12% of Liberians are Muslims. Is it specifically Christianity that you're inculcating, or is there a
Christian?
Okay. Is there a particular reason why it's only Christian? I mean, has any other children expressed interest in other things?
No, every one of them are Christians.
Oh, okay.
We don't have anything against any other denomination, but they are Christian.
And completely understand. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, your organization is emphatic about education. Talk a little bit more about the focus on academics and why that is such an important aspect of your organization.
Well, the reason why education is important, because nowadays you can't do nothing without education.
That's right. Yeah.
Like my program, really runs, the kids then go to private school. The school that they go to, the name of the school is Moses K. Woofer Elementary School. Mm-hmm. That's where they go right now. Mm-hmm. And all the girls that are in school went on a roll last year and year before last. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These girls can be in the home. From there, when they finish high school, they will go to either LU or what college they choose to go to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't have intention bringing them here until they are grown, maybe coming for their master. That means by God's grace, we'll have a program set up that they would be able to come here. Mm-hmm. I don't want them coming here for high school, no. I don't want them coming here for college either. I tell you my reason. I wanted to be in Liberia and learn more about what's going on in our country. Mm-hmm. They are the future leaders for Liberia. Mm-hmm. I'm not bringing them here. I don't want different ideas in them heads.
Especially the kind of music that we're listening to in this country,
right? I'm not exactly that. That's not what I'm thinking about. Uh-huh. But these kids, I wanted to stay there.
You want them to be focused.
Yeah, focused on what's happening in Liberia. If they're going to be a future leader, yeah, let's stay there and know what they want and what they want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't want them mixing up or getting confused. Mm-hmm. I don't want the kids getting confused coming here. You know, sometimes people don't imitate the wrong, some the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're going to do the bad, but look, let him stay over there.
Well, I will challenge you in terms of the kinds of resources that we do have available here in the United States. Don't you think that would serve them well to be able to take that information and that education back and to be in better service to Liberia?
Well, true. I'm not knocking it. Mm-hmm. But if America has all the resources, we travel a lot from Liberia here. If we can open up organizations in Liberia, we can work towards carrying the same resources that here to Liberia. Mm-hmm. We may not be able to carry everything, but we will be able to at least they can have some of it.
Yeah.
You see, I don't have no problem with kids traveling to different countries, but when the children are young, I think I prefer them be home,
grounded and focused.
Yes. After that, when they are grown and know what they want, mm-hmm. or what they need to be, then we can start them traveling.
Yeah.
That's all I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Talk a little bit about the living skills, the social interactions and community skills that you're inculcating.
Well, the social skill is when they in church, learning how to focus on, like I told you, trying to teach them how to do their keyboard on the computer, because there's not much we can do because the computer is not working. The education skill, like I sent home a sewing machine. They have little other computers home you use with battery. They're showing them how to work on it. Mm-hmm. They have how to call it, so a tutor that come back that teach them different education. So much going on, and they have a lot going on for them.
Well, so that I'm clear, right now all 12 are using one computer?
I sent them three computers.
Three computers, yeah. And they're still not working properly?
No, it's not, because as I was told, you see, the internet in Liberia is very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. And because of one source, which is me, I can't afford all of that right now. Yeah, that's why I'm asking for support from the community and the world to help over the children in Liberia. That a lot I can send home, but I can't do everything.
Yeah. Now, again, you're seeking donations to help your mission. Talk about the specifics of the donations that you actually need.
Well, little nation, well, it, like, I would say anything they give would be appreciated. Mm-hmm. If you went on the computer, we start from $10 and up. I would give example to feed the kids monthly, because I send to feed them monthly, I need at least to send about $500 for a month. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about food, paying the workers, and their daily activities, you know, mm-hmm. for them. It could be cheaper, $300, but to really not be cold, $500 a month would do everything for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like kids then go to school. Like if school opening, like right now I have an issue with them going back to school. I need support on that.
Mm-hmm.
I need people to help to knit that would be able to get them ready for school, even though they are in school. But most of them don't have their books, their uniforms ready. But they are waiting for me to send the money. Right now, things are hard.
Now, what kind of safeguards do you have in place to ensure that the resources are properly allocated?
Oh, yes, because when I send the money, we go directly to Mr. Mishri Nangbe.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they do with it, I get receipt. It's charted down, and I know where it's going.
Yeah.
Everything that's been done. It we have it written down and I get it sent back to me every month on my computer to let me know what was used and what was spent.
Now, we have just about a minute left in the show. This is perhaps the most difficult question that I'm going to ask you, primarily because of the state of our economy. It is a real challenge for folks to give at this point. The sentiment in America right now, as it stands with regard to Syria and other countries and war and all those kinds of things, folks are expressing a sentiment of America first. How do you overcome that? How do you overcome the sentiment that we should just take care of what is happening here in the United States and not so concern ourselves so much with people in other countries? How do you overcome that?
That's a big hit, you just asked me. That's a big one. The only thing I can say, I won't comment much on that. I will only say each to his own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everybody have their own opinion. Everybody have their own belief.
Yeah.
So if God touch your heart to help somebody, do what your heart tells you to do. I don't want to tell you what to do. The only thing I would say, put God first in all you do. And remember, what you give up is what you get back.
Amen. And see, that didn't require something deep and profound. Well, Amelia, thank you so much for coming by this morning and having a conversation with me about CCBM. And I think, again, you are doing such wonderful work. And although you have a bevy of challenges, particularly as you're trying to raise money and receive donations, understand that you're going to be rewarded for the work that you're doing. If it's not a monetary gift, it is something to see when children recognize the work that you do, even if it's later in life. So there's your reward as well.
True.
Absolutely.
True. Well, thank you for inviting me here again, Ron.
Sure.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And may God bless you and your family.
And so one more time, give the website so that folks are interested in giving you a donation.
The website again is www.ccbm.orphanage.com. Or you can go on www.ccbm.moonfruit.com. Thank you.
Absolutely. Again, Amelia, thank you so much for joining me. I certainly appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I'd like to again thank Amelia Blackett, CEO of CCBM Incorporated. She's doing a wonderful work for the children in Liberia as well as here in the United States. Again, if you'd like to help Amelia and CCBM, log on to www.moonfruit.com. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insight and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. This show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.